You're listening to Real World News. Resisting neoliberalism.
How the alternative summit in Madrid is being prepared when Spain takes the lead of the EU. Next January, Spain will hold the presidency of the European Union for a six-month period. In this scenario, the Summit of Heads of State of Europe and Latin America will be held in May, pushing the European trade and political relations agenda based on the Global Europe document. In response to this, the social movements gathered around the Continental Social Alliance of Europe and Latin America will hold a parallel meeting where the effects of the diplomacy of transnational corporations in Latin America will be reported. Adolfo Taleno Mejía from the Nicaraguan social movement Another World is Possible, told Real World Radio. The goal, he said, is to submit an agenda of the social movements as an alternative to that of the transnational corporations and the political power, understanding global Europe as a doctrine of geopolitical and geoeconomic expansion of the European capital. Part of the meeting linking Alternatives 4 will be marked by the sessions of the Permanent People's Tribunal, which sessioned in Lima, Peru in 2008, to make public the atrocities committed by the European transnational corporations against the native communities, the workers, peasants, and natural resources in general. The Nicaraguan activists explain what are the expected outcomes of the PPT sessions in Madrid. He said, quote, "Once again, the bad record of these corporations will be exposed. They are the ones leading foreign policies in the EU. Honduras has already won." He also told Real World Radio how the resistance in Honduras is taking place after the coup d'etat stage almost 90 days ago. The illegitimate regime of Roberto Micheletti is planning to carry out fraudulent elections on November the 19th, so the movement of resistance has been intensifying its campaign against it.
You're listening to Real World News.